and laughs, celebrating stories from his autobiography, So Anyway. And that is going to be, I will be playing the role of James Lipton. From inside the actor's studio, and that, yeah, it's
gonna be me. You're gonna be all serious and formulate your questions just perfectly.
And then there was boarding school.
Yeah, that's kind of the key to him. He kind of just ends there, and you're like, well.
Right, and then you just have to do what you. That's I think what I have to do. You're trying to scare me about it. You're trying to intimidate me that I'm gonna poop the bed here on stage with John Cleese.
I know how much you really like. I really love the guy. I think that would be a daunting task to be up there and ask him the right stuff. Of course, he could probably work off of anything you ask him. So.
And then there was Life of Brian, an interesting film. Who came up with the character of Mr. Creosote?
I don't know. Do I have to go there?
No.
I don't know. I think you, Monty Python, anything you ask about that's going to be a home run.
Actually, there's a lot of interesting business mechanics to Monty Python that are fascinating.
You know what I would ask John Cleese, too, is about that whole business he did where he did those instructional videos for companies where he explained different, safety on the job, and he's apparently made a ton of money being the funny guy who actually got people in workplaces to pay attention to him, just describing different corporate policies and HR stuff. He did that stuff for several years and was very successful.
Telling people not to stick hands in their own blenders.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what you
mean.
Some
of it's common sense, but he makes it funny.
And then in 2 minutes, there will be Judy Pilex News.
WGN Chicago.
And now we got a scrap. Takes a couple of right hands.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Los Angeles Kings.
Go Blackhawks.
I'm John White. Troy Murray and I will have the puck drop for you at 7:30.
Blackhawks play next on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Many women in the Chicago area can barely afford the right clothes for an interview and to begin a new job. Poise for Success is a nonprofit whose focus is to provide business-appropriate clothing and assist clients in building self-esteem. You can help make a difference in the lives of women trying to get back on their feet. Join me, Judy Pilak, at the 9th Annual Fundraising Dinner on Tuesday, November 17th at the Diplomat West in Elmhurst. Go to poiseforsuccess.org to purchase tickets or call 360-691-1400.
Hi, I'm Dave Revson, lead studio host for the Big Ten Network. I hope you'll join me for Oktoberfest at Hopbrow House in Rosemont, Friday, November 6th, for a special night benefiting Oak Lydon Developmental Services. $95 per person includes delicious, authentic German food, beer, and wine, and a silent auction. Call 708-524-1050 or visit oak-lydon.org to make your Oktoberfest reservation.
Thinking of refinancing your home or just have questions about starting the process of a home purchase, you need to call the guys who are always looking out for your best interests at Townstone Financial. Townstone has been working with WGN listeners for years, has the answers to all of your questions, your mortgage financing needs as well. The call is free, so dial 312-896-2111 right now. The Townstone team, always available to answer your questions, and we'll be happy to lay out a clear plan for your home purchase or help you save money by refinancing your current mortgage. Townstone has helped thousands of WGN listeners, and they'll help you too. Don't waste your time dealing with talking heads at other companies who take loan applications, then never want to speak to you again. If you want to work with mortgage professionals who actually know what they're talking about and care about you, call the guys with the answers, Townstone Financial, right now. 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111, or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com. Townstone Financial is in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, Illinois. Mortgage license C6629 and NMLS 136639.
Judy Pilex got the WGN News brought to you by my very dear friends at Apple Chevy.
Your mic's off.
There's a problem.
Wait, I heard you through. Mike, I was like, do I hear
your microphone?
You
sound like you were not
my
in
space.
I'm like, did he leave the studio and go home already?
He was
walking out while I was saying it. He's like,
it's too dang dark out there.
I'll be over here.
He can't see his microphone.
Everybody.
I don't know where you think you're going that fast. I do the traffic. No, you're not going anywhere that fast.
All right, let me start that over again.
Okay.
Judy Pilex News being brought to you by my very dear friends and fine sponsors of this radio program at applechevy.com, Judy.
And now the big story at this hour, President Obama calling for criminal justice reform.
There are 2.2 million Americans behind bars.
2.2 million. We incarcerate people at a rate that is unequaled around the world.
He says giving prisoners a second chance is...
It's good for everybody. It means less crime. It means less recidivism. It means less money spent on incarceration. It means less wasted taxpayer money.
The president's announcing more money to re-educate prisoners.
The problem we're trying to solve is not just to keep on catching people and putting them back in jail. The problem we're trying to solve here is giving people a foundation through which they can then become productive citizens.
He wants to get rid of that box that asks if applicants have a criminal history.
The federal government, I believe, should not use criminal history to screen out applicants before we even look at their qualifications. We can't dismiss people out of hand simply because of a mistake that they made in the past.
He shared the example of Ashley Sinclair, a woman who he says spent most of her 21 years on the streets and now works for the Newark Department of Sanitation.
Today, instead of getting trouble on the streets, she's earning a paycheck cleaning up those streets. So we are proud of Ashley.
And that's the big story at this hour. Now WGN Sports, here's Connor McKnight.
All right, Judy, the Bears fall to 2-5. They lose to the Vikings yesterday on a last-second field goal by Blair Walsh. Reports out, though, that, well, actually John Fox telling reporters, I should say, that both Matt Forte and Eddie Royal's knee injuries are still being evaluated, but they're not expected to need surgery. There's no timetable for either player yet. There are reports out there, though, that the Bears are discussing free agent running back Monte Ball, so that tells you something. Niners making a trade and sending tight end Vernon Davis and a pick to Denver for two picks, both of those late rounders. Trade deadline is tomorrow. Blackhawks and Kings tonight, though. Hawks sent Brian Bickle down to Rockford today. Marco Dano coming up. Sending Bickle down saves the Hawks about $900,000 against the salary cap. Pregame Judd Surratt at 7. Puck drops at 7:30 here on WGN. The Buffalo News reported over the weekend, Saturday night, in fact, that Patrick Kane is unlikely to face charges stemming from the sexual assault case. Royals won their first World Series in 30 years last night. They beat the Mets 7-2 in 12 innings. The offseason chatter has started already. Reports out say the Mets are unlikely to sign outfielder Yoenis Cespedes. Cubs and Sox both with players declaring free agency today. Jeff Samardzija for the Sox and Dexter Fowler for the Cubs, the biggest names, both likely to get qualifying offers from their team. Free agency opens in earnest Saturday. Both teams have 5 days then to negotiate with their players. Football tonight, Colts and Panthers are on the East Coast. I'm Connor McKnight, WGN Sports.
Your money, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $96 in cash back. Now multiply it by 2. What do you have? Well, $192 in cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings, championship rings, and parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative that will activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Think It Up empowers students to work together with their teachers to design projects harnessing their passions. Let's support the students and teachers whose work today will innovate our world tomorrow. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Think It Up. Join us at thinkitup.org.
This is Barry Sanders. As a pro football player, I know that our bodies aren't built for bone-crushing impact. Brain injuries can be dangerous, resulting in consequences that can last long after the game. One example is uncontrollable outbursts of crying or laughing, possible signs of a neurologic condition called pseudo-bulbar effect, or PBA. PBA can result from a variety of neurologic conditions or brain injuries. So visit tacklepba.org and talk to your doctor. Let's tackle this treatable condition together.
Brought to you by tacklepba.org, the Brain Injury Association of America, and the Gridiron Greats.
Do you really want to help a veteran come home?
The isolation is tough.
Just lend an ear.
Anyone can do it. Do more than just say thank you for your service. Listen.
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 Listen to a veteran.
A public service from the Welcome Johnny and Jane Home Project, pairing a veteran from any era with a non-veteran who will simply listen with respect and with their whole heart.
Listen to a veteran, please.
ListenToVeterans.org.
Your money on WGN. The Dow was up 165 points today. The NASDAQ up 73. And the S&P 500 up 25. Crude oil settling today at 46.12. Gold settled at 11.34. Corn, wheat, soybeans all down today. Cattle prices ended higher. Hog futures were lower at the Merck. And the VIX at the CBOE was down almost a point at 14.15. WGN traffic coming in on the Edens. 50 minutes from Lake Cook to the junction. There's a crash at Dundee. It's now off to the shoulder, though. Outbound side is 17 minutes. Kennedy inbounds an hour 20 from O'Hare. 35 out to the airport. It's an hour 9 minutes on the Eisenhower from Thorndale to the old post office, 46 out to Thorndale. Stevenson outbound, 46 minutes from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State. It's 57 to 355. The inbound side is 40 from 355. 17 minutes on the Dan Ryan now from 95th to the Burns Circle. Outbound's 34 minutes to 95th. I-88 still lousy in both directions, approaching Route 83. That's because of an earlier car fire. All lanes are open. 294 southbound after 95th. There's still that crash in the right lane. And 294 northbound after Grand Avenue, two right lanes now blocked with a crash. Traffic is sponsored by Accountemps. Superstars aren't just on the radio. Check out Bob from Accountemps. He's a rock star with a calculator and a microphone. Visit findyourbob.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
I love Bob.
Bob is a superstar. Now Tom Skilling, another superstar. His forecast, clear, breezy, mild tonight, low 55. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warm, the high 73 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, windy, continued warm, the high 74. It will start to cool down by Friday. It is right now 70 degrees at O'Hare, Midway 67, Highland Park 63. It's 67 along Chicago's lakefront. Next news at 7 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Judy Pilak on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today, Tom, it's a little bit.
Oh, is it a little touchy today?
Yeah.
But now, why is that?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Oh.
Darkness.
Just the darkness. Didn't the sunshine and warmth offset that a little bit?
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story.
You would think.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
Yeah.
So I got up this morning for sun had already risen at this point. Now, you know, last couple of weeks, I was getting up, and I knew that I had to get up and do stuff, and the sun wasn't quite up yet.
Right.
Right?
It's very disconcerting. Yes.
Right. So the sun had risen, and then I'm thinking, and I also, and I'm at that point, as I think most of us are, where we're looking, what time was it yesterday? Or what time was it on Saturday?
Right.
You know, you're still sort of thinking about what it is as you're trying to get, you know, when are you, you know, eating and doing other things.
Right.
So I go to work.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting there for the TV show, and I get to the station around 10 o'clock, which I know is 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get on the air at 11 o'clock, which I know is noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go in and run some errands, and I see the sun at like noon. You know, I'm off the I'm in between the two gigs here, and I'm going and running errands and doing what I'm going to work out. I'm going to do all this stuff, and I see the sun low in the sky. Low in the sky.
Boy.
Oh, gosh.
I feel it. Do you have this under control, Anna?
No, I do not. Well, I mean, you should have seen it in here at like 4:49 or whenever the sun set.
Yes.
It was like,
I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
So I had a choice. I could have run. Who's kidding? Who? I wouldn't run. But taken a brisk walk or done something outside. And it was warm out. I mean, it was really nice.
It was really beautiful.
I was overdressed. So I thought, no, I'm going to go in. And I went into a gym without windows. And I did. And I did the things that I do. And, you know, which is I have water on my forehead and walk around with a towel and pretend
talk
I'm done.
People.
I breathe heavily and see
walk
Chet Kopic.
Steam room and out.
Yeah.
Socialize.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do things like that. I wave at the people on the elliptical machines as I go by.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even though I don't know them, I pretend I know them.
Right.
So I did. You know, that's my workout. And so I thought, all right, now I could be outside, and I knew because every once in a while you get a glance of a window, you know, like in those gyms, and I'm like, oh, I can see it tonight. I should be out there. And then you know what I did? I came to a conclusion. I thought, well, these are bonus days. This is great. And I heard you even saying, get out there and take advantage of this in your weather forecast.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you know, it doesn't matter. I have to just suck up and acknowledge and own the fact that we are now in standard time and the sun's going down and we are going to spend 3 hours a day in darkness in this studio on Michigan.
That was big of you to own it up, own it.
I don't care that it's beautiful outside.
There's something about that pre-5 o'clock sunset that really kind of smacks us all in the face, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That was not good.
We can take the temperature downturn, the slow loss of sunlight, but that jarring... When you turn the clock back, smack in the face we get when we go back to standard time, that's pretty hard to take. I feel for you, Ro.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say to you is, you know, this isn't sunset or sunrise by request any more than it's weather by request, but I...
How does that help me, Tom? How does that help me?
I'm afraid I'm not Dr. Skilling on this one. I can't help you out very much.
But on a positive note, October was, like, gorgeous.
It was.
And look at how November is starting.
You know, it's the warmest fall in 8 years, and if we put, as I think we will, 4 consecutive 70s together, that's happened only 3 other times in November's around here in all weather history, which goes back to 1871. So this is, and you know what, if you average out the temperatures we're predicting through Thursday, this will come on in as the second warmest opening 5 days in November in 144 years. So it doesn't get much better than this. It's pretty nice. And you know what's interesting is you look out 2 weeks, sure, we've got a temp drop late in the week and for the weekend, but it bounces back again early next week, so we could have another little warm spell by Monday and Tuesday. And then there's a downturn again, and there's another warm spell. So this pattern so far is staying very progressive. And so the cool spells will each be punctuated by warm-ups, so
it's good,
that
though.
May be good.
Is it El Nino-ish? I mean, is this an El Nino pattern?
You do get the sense there's something going on with that. Yeah.
Now, you're concerned.
I am.
Not that I hang on every single word that you say, but I do. When it comes to this is, you're concerned that...
It may be a Madoki El Nino, which is...
The old Madoki El Nino.
Yeah.
That's a Madoki El Nino.
I had that at a Japanese restaurant Friday night. Absolutely fabulous.
It's great, isn't
it? Do you get it with the seaweed roll or the cucumber roll?
Yeah, a little, soy sauce on that, and it's delicious.
Ponzu, try that.
Some rice.
Excellent.
Yeah, sort of sweeter. Yeah, anyway, what is a Madoki...
What it is it has to do with where the warmest temperatures in the equatorial Pacific, which is what an El Nino is, it's a warm-up out there, where they set up. If they're right against the coast, then we get the classic warm winter with little snowfall. And if they set up in the middle of the Pacific, then not so warm. You know, you can get into Arctic air at times. So it changes the jet stream pattern a little. And it's looking like we might be headed still a little bit more in that direction. So, but you know, I have the sense that this is just going to be a winter where we're bouncing around rather vigorously. It should be a fascinating winter to watch unfold around here, you know? But,
I don't mind. Everyone's, you know what? Here's what I love. I like a catastrophic snowfall followed by like days in the 60s.
Right.
You get that sometimes in these crazy weather patterns.
It's true.
You know, we had that in the early, I want to say it was like a little late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a 17 something. Remember that? It was like a New Year's Eve. Was it 99 New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
That snowfall that was
big snowstorm.
17, 18 inches, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's going to last all year.
Fourth biggest on the books around here. Yeah.
2 weeks later, it was 60 degrees and it was melting and my foundation leaked and I was so happy. I didn't care that my foundation was leaking because I was like,
because you were melting the snow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Ro, if there's a winter where there's a shot of that happening, this may be it. So hang in there. It could be quite interesting. We could bounce around a little bit around here. You know, they're expecting snow on the mountains of Wyoming and Montana, so, you know, the pattern that's giving us the warmth is snowing on folks out there. But, you know, this cold air rushes eastward, and then it loses some of its oomph as it comes in, though. It'll cool us down late in the week, but not nearly to the extent that it's producing the snow out in the Rockies. So I
don't care what's happening in the Rockies.
By the way, tonight, Northern Lights.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Hey, do you mind? Can I take a real quick break
here?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then I want to talk about, this is a fascinating thing that's going to happen here.
And I hope we can see it. So we'll have to ask Tom about that.
Sort of, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, this one is one of these things where we may see it far south, but we'll talk about that after the break.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Very generous of you. Thank you. It's because I'm so insane. Tom's like a I'm like a deranged mental patient, right? And he's like, all right, whatever
we
need, sir.
Into this, bro.
Like,
you know, I'm doing what little I can here from the Action Weather, facility.
Tom is like sitting next to a guy on a plane, right? Who's like lost his mind.
You're like, don't worry.
And Tom's just trying to keep me calm.
It'll be fine.
In there, bro. I lose my mind regularly, so if we kind of counterbalance each other, you know, we'll be doing great.
I'll do that for you, too, one day.
And kind of keeps us all on the straight and narrow.
She's a calming effect.
Right,
very,
exactly.
She is the goat in Seabiscuit stall. All right. Let us now wait. Hold
Thank
on.
You,
Here
I
is
think.
Your role. No, that's a great compliment. Judy's got. WGN. Seriously, you never ever say that to a beautiful woman. Never say, oh, you're a goat in Seabiscuit stall. I know. That didn't work for you, did it? No.
But as a compliment because I know how much you really worship
horse racing. If you watch Seabiscuit, the movie, the goat was very important. All right, here we go. Here is Judy Pilak.
A new car fire on westbound I-88 at Myers in the left lane. You can't get a break on I-88 today. Earlier car fire affecting both directions on Route 83. That is cleared, but it's still a lousy ride. The outbound Ike is also slower than usual. That's because of the westbound I-88 delays. That's the latest from WGN Traffic Central.
Put up a three straight. Oh, good again.
Looks left, looks right. Free throw in the air.
Game over. The Wildcats win.
Good.
Big Ten basketball is back as the Northwestern Wildcats return to WGN. We celebrate by rolling into Evanston Friday with the WGN Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate. Cochran kicks off the day at 5 a.m., broadcasting live from Welsh Ryan Arena. Hoops coach Collins and football coach Pat Fitzgerald join us over breakfast. There's game ticket giveaway, school spirit, and more. WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands.
From my own personal experience of having a listening session with a non-veteran, one thing I have realized, it was easier to talk to a non-veteran that wasn't necessarily a member of my family or even somebody I knew, because with a stranger, it's more like you have an open forum. I began to sleep better, the rage started to go away, the anxiety slowly started to drift away, and really helped my progression back into civilian life.
ListenToVeterans.org. I'm Julie Bowen, and I'm here to tell you it's impossible to beat cancer alone. It takes researchers, doctors, donors. It takes community. It takes love and support and collaboration and persistence and resolve. It takes people like me and you. That's why Stand Up to Cancer and all our supporters are asking for your help. Let's beat cancer together. Join the movement now at standuptocancer.org.
Something that every business owner relies on is good advice. And that's where SCORE can help.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true. Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at SCORE.org.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Lung cancer is the nation's leading cause of cancer-related death. It is responsible for more deaths than breast, prostate, and colon cancers combined. This year, nearly 160,000 Americans will die from lung cancer. Smoking is a major contributor, but you can develop lung cancer even if you don't smoke. November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Learn more about lung cancer risks, symptoms, screening, and treatment options, and find easy-to-understand information at radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Tom Schilling, who is a very, very fine gentleman who sounds like he's actually, I'm reading an obit. Tom Schilling is a very fine gentleman who stayed through the commercial break to explain this. We're encountering some kind of an electrical storm.
Yeah, it's a geomagnetic storm tonight. Yeah. We're being hit by the output of coronal mass ejection on the sun. That's where plasma or energy particles flow and make contact with our upper atmosphere, and they excite auroral displays. And the indication is this should be a pretty good-sized one tonight. They're talking about possibly seeing northern lights as far south as Oklahoma City, which is really far south. And that would put it closer to overhead in, say, northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, instead of off on the horizon, and put it closer, higher in the sky for us to see it, too. So let's see. You can never be 100% sure exactly when these things will occur, but it's dark now, and we can keep an eye on
out. So in the city, there's no hope, right, because the cities...
Well, you know what, Ro, this looks like it's strong enough. It might be that the light pollution, we still manage to get something through it. So we'll see.
If you were like a tall building, and if people went up on top of the Hancock or something, would that be a better shot at it?
Yeah, you're in better shape out in the, you know, in darker areas surrounding the city. But, hey, you know, go to the lakefront, look out, you know.
Like up the lake. You can look up the lake and see. Because it is just a big mass of darkness.
Yeah. And we've had these forecasts before. This forecast comes out of NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center out in Colorado, and they put these things out. They run a model called the Ovation Model, which is shows where the region of potential northern lights is. And, boy, the auroral oval that this thing is predicting is larger than any
I've seen. What did you call it? A royal oval?
No, the auroral oval.
Oh, the aurora oval.
Yeah, oval. Yeah. O-V-A-L. And it's a mouthful.
Isn't that the football team out there? The Aurora Oval?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Remember Oval Team?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, it sounds kind of... Just take the oval out of that and leave the team out.
Thank you. I see what I just did there.
Yeah.
Now, I think I had a relative name there, by the way. And by the way, 1700s.
What this is, Ro, is the auroral oval is that band of latitude under which you can see the northern lights. And normally it's up in the area of Hudson Bay and Fairbanks, Alaska, and Scandinavia. So what happens is when we get these geomagnetic storms to occur, this thing expands. And so it comes much farther south, and that's what's going on tonight, according to the forecast here. And so we are under the auroral oval tonight, and that means the chances are elevated that we'll
see
some
northern lights.
And I
want to try that. You want to try it five times fast?
I know I'm saying that. But my daughter's so into like looking at the skies and the space and stuff. I just feel like we're always disappointed in the city, as Ro pointed out, because it's so hard to see. But I'm going to give it a try tonight.
Let's give it a try. I've been disappointed, too. I mean, we've talked about these indications we're going to get them, and I haven't seen them. But, you know, then somebody will send me pictures of them. So, and if you do miss them, I'm sure we'll be getting pictures of these, and we'll be sharing those with everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, the pictures are fantastic. You see the ones from space that Scott Kelly has shared with everyone, the commander.
Our dear friend Scott Kelly,
I'm so happy he's doing it. It's amazing.
His shots of hurricanes and all are just amazing. Yeah. But to see the northern lights from that vantage point. You know, if you've ever watched one of those displays, you can see how early people's... I would have been frightened about what was going on.
You know? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, think about what those people... Right. Oh, no. Hey, Quack Quack, get over here. I want you to see something.
Right. Yeah.
Tell me somebody isn't mad at us,
when they do something like that.
I got about 20 seconds for the forecast, and I'm getting to the Hawks.
Yeah, beautiful. Sunny, 70s tomorrow, 70s Wednesday, 70 on Thursday, and maybe some rain Friday, but a gorgeous spell of weather here. One of the nicest November opens in our recorded history around here, going back to 1871.
That's awesome.
So cool.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Ro.
Yeah,
I'll see you later. Hang in there, Ro.
Okay.
We're here. We'll nurse you through this.
We'll make it through together.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I think you people think I'm crazy.
No, we don't.
Keep the patient very calm.
Just keep the patient very calm.
I'm going to keep him very calm. All right, and I'm going to do that by watching some Blackhawks and listening to, more importantly, some Blackhawks hockey coming your way on WGN.
WGN Chicago.
Now we got a scrap. Takes a couple of right hands.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Hawks win! The Los Angeles Kings.
Go Blackhawks.
I'm John White.